from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty and the Big Dilf.
The Big Dilf.
And Psycho T have the latest. Psycho T, a.k.a. T Mill, a.k.a. Moneybags. How'd it go last night?
12 of 13 bets placed in the money, dude.
Wow.
In the money.
Hey, Clint, we got a text last night, didn't we?
Oh, ain't no doubt.
Anytime I get a stack, you're getting a text.
We got a text last night.
When that 12 to 14 bet, when that sheet is full of green checks, we're going to get a screenshot.
Yeah, you got me. I know you had
Have you ever got one that's full of red X's?
No, I had
reds.
Oh, yes.
Oh. We get a lot of that.
I know you've gotten them, Tyler. I'm talking about having...
Oh, hell no. No, I ain't never bet.
Two nights ago.
I had never bet enough to add that. No, baby, I ain't bet to add that. No, man, good for you. 12 of 13, boy. That's making it up right there. After you won a nice penny yesterday, so you must have really done it today. Well, you should be slowed down today with the Astros off. So,
slowed down's fair, yeah. Still got a few bets placed.
Oh, God. How many bets you have out, Tyler?
Well, one of them's already hit. The Nationals, I put in a live bet plus 3.5. They ended up covering that for me. But I'm also on a couple other things that aren't Astros related.
Well, I would imagine the Astros aren't playing. I mean, good. But my man right here, hopefully Tyler's under 6 bets today.
Five, actually. Great job.
Good for you.
Good call, man.
Good for you. Lord knows it would have been 7 if the Astros... We're playing
17, maybe.
Maybe 17. Yeah, good Lord. Well, listen, the Astros stepped up yesterday, avoided getting swept, and the Mariners weren't able to do so. So they have a one-game lead right now as they take on the Dodgers. They come back home. They did what they needed to do on that road trip. They win the series against the Mariners, but they lose the one to the A's. But it doesn't matter. The Mariners have started out 1-5 their first 6 games of the break. 1-5, and now they trail one game back. And by the way, don't look now. The Rangers have won 4 in a row, and now they're 3 games back of the Astros. And we know they're going to have to hook up a few more times this year. So this thing is actually starting to tighten up a bit with 3 teams. And now when you look at that, and we're seeing this thing can shift and change in the matter of a series. And this is a big series where the Astros are facing one of the best teams in baseball. And Framber Valdez gets the ball tomorrow, kicks it off as they play the Dodgers. They need Framber and the bats to really step up. Because to me, all right, you really want them to win this series. You just don't want something to happen like you get swept. You get swept by 3 at home, and then that's the kind of thing that completely can shift the standings right there.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think when you've got Spencer Arrighetti and Jake Bloss or a bullpen game, that's a rough spot to be in at this point in time.
And it puts pressure on those other guys.
Right. And look, I'm not out on Spencer Arrighetti. It is what it is. I mean, he wouldn't be getting the opportunities he's getting right now if everybody was healthy. And maybe he's up a little bit earlier and getting a lot more run than he should, a little bit earlier than he should. But the point is when you have those two guys as your 4 and 5 starter, then all of a sudden your 1 through 3 starter becomes significantly more important. right? That with the starts that they get, you've got to make hay when you can. You got to be able to – a big part of weathering the storm until Verlander gets back, Luis Garcia gets back, a big part of weathering that storm, right, is the 1-3 starter, Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, Ronel Blanco. Those three guys, you got to make hay when you can. And so that's both them pitching well and the Astros giving them some run support. Now, look, I'll be honest with you. Them first couple of games against the A's, man, I was worried about them bats. Now, they obviously – They exploded two games later than I thought they would, but they're going to have to be better at the plate over a three-game stretch if they're going to have a chance, even with those guys on the bump against the Dodgers.
Yeah, and as you said, that those last two spots of rotation, one of those come up in this series. Spencer Arrighetti pitches the game on Sunday as Framber Valdez gets the ball Friday. Saturday is Ronel Blanco. Like I said, Spencer Arrighetti gets the ball coming up on Sunday. So a big series for the Astros. If they can take 2 of 3 from the Dodgers.
Huge.
Yeah, it is, Jeff. They take 2 of 3 from the Dodgers, they are really feeling themselves in this series.
Is that Tyler's favorite drop now?
I think so.
One of them for sure.
There's a little bit of a perverted.
Yeah, because he would say it, and
just a huge moment, dude.
I think he also likes, yeah, girl.
That one's great.
Yeah,
shout out to Mrs. Stafford.
That's girl. Yeah, that one. He likes.
Kelly.
One day we should do that. Hey, man, Tyler, just give us about 20 seconds of your favorite.
I think we should put a segment together where can only talk through drops.
Yeah, girl. I want him to do like if he could put together a little mix.
Remix?
Yeah, yeah.
T-Mill on the mic. Don't tease me.
It feels huge. Yeah, girl.
T-Mill on the mic. Girl. Don't tease me.
And don't tease the people.
All right. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Hey.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Shots are coming.
All right, one more.
Fuck to and spit on that night.
5 o'clock fire.
That one was made.
Boy, she's making her rounds, ain't she?
Yeah, she is. All right. The Texans, they're in training camp mode, but we know lurking is the first game of the season, and that's against the Indianapolis Colts on the road, and that'll be a big game in division. And Clinton has come out from the head coach of the Colts, and the guys running things over there, that the Colts don't plan to limit Anthony Richardson, their quarterback's run game. Even after his injuries, they do not plan to limit him in the run game. So there was some thoughts of how are they going to play? Are they going to play him different? Are they going to do things different? Is Shane Steichen going to have to change the way he runs offense? And it looks like he isn't, and I totally agree with him. I think Anthony's got to be smart into not going and trying to run things. I know it was you. I know it was you all. Anthony's got to be smart and not just try to run everybody over. Not just try to finish every run, get down, get out of bounds. But I don't think their play calling should change because he wasn't worth the draft pick that he was at if you try to take that part away from his game right
well,
now.
Well, here's the thing is the jury's out, right? I mean, if he's worth that draft pick, and it could be 3 or 4 years if he's worth that draft pick. If you don't use the top weapon available, which is his legs, right? I mean, it's interesting that we're at a spot in the NFL with quarterbacks that are potential dual threat guys. We're at a spot where there are some teams that are saying, to hell with it, man. We're not going to try to protect these guys. Our identity is going to be with their legs involved, right? Look at Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, the way in which they had success 2 years ago in Philly, the way that they had success last year in Philly for half the year, right? And you look at Anthony Richardson now with this comment right here. Look at what the Bills did last year midway in the season. Up. They fire Ken Dorsey. They put in, what's my man's name? Is it LSU?
Oh, Joe Brady.
They put in Joe Brady at the offensive play caller. They completely pare down what they're doing and become, hey, we're going to use
his legs,
Josh Allen's legs. We're going to put him in a position where he makes easy throws in the ocean to the running backs, to the tight ends. We're through forcing the ball down the field. We're going to play to his strengths. And it's not a knock. It's not a knock on any of these guys. It's if you have the ability.
It's their strength. It's like taking away the deep ball from Mahomes.
But, Ron, it's not only their strength, bro. If you have the ability, if you got a quarterback that can run the football with his legs, whether it's a power run like Anthony Richardson, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts would be, or what Dak Prescott should be, or it's the freak like Lamar. It's not the negative connotation that's been around this is crazy, right? It's you're stupid if you don't use that advantage. It makes the game. You have the ability with this guy's legs to dictate the game being significantly easier for everybody around him. The O-line, the play caller, the wide receivers, the running backs, him, the quarterback. And you don't have to make it easier because they can or can't do something or they are a certain level processor or not. No, you make it simpler because you win games that way. Because everybody's job is easier. It has nothing to do with oh well, man, he's got to be a surgeon from the pocket. Significantly more difficult for anybody to accomplish. Like I guarantee you, if Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid, if they had the ability, if Pat was a sturdier built,
you mean like it did Vic?
Yes. Yeah, I mean like if Pat Mahomes had that dynamic in his game. Pat would go, well, hell, I'm not going to sit back here and make all these crazy throws and run around like and get hit all the time. I'm going to dictate with my legs, and I'm going to make these easy throws and these one-on-ones, and we're going to go up and down the field that way. It's just like
his legs make the throws, which is the part he's got to improve, makes it easier.
Yes. And that's the thing. But the point, whether he's got to improve it or not, you are correct because he's a young quarterback. But whether he's got to improve it or not, it should always start because you got that luxury. You got that ability, right? Like, that's who you draft. You drafted a guy that, as long as he's ever played the game, the luxury and the advantage has come first and foremost with his legs. Why would you draft him and ask him to do something different? Why would you draft him and not use that luxury that you have? It's at a point in the NFL where I think in the past, Dak Prescott's a perfect example. What he did at Mississippi State was dictate the coverages and dictate defense with his legs every damn game. Him and Dan Mullen and company at Mississippi State did that better than anybody at Mississippi State's ever done, right? And then he gets to the league and he's a pocket. Now, he's thrown it well, but watch Dak play. Everything is unbelievably difficult for the whole offense, not just him, for the whole offense. He's always fitting balls into coverage down the field, and it's great when it works, but you could dictate coverage with his legs if you wanted to. We're at a point in the NFL, Ron, where we're seeing guys, Shane Steichen with Anthony Richardson, Josh Allen in Buffalo. We're seeing guys where it's like, hey, man, we're going to go ahead and use these guys to their strengths, and we're going to use their legs, and we're going to make this game simple. If they get injured, they get injured. It's part of it.
Yeah. To me, it's not that Shane needs to call things differently. I think it has to come on him. Like, you see linebackers and you see D-backs in the open field. That don't mean you got to run over them.
Yeah, well you know what I mean? It's like run out of bounds at the two.
Lamar has completely learned that.
Right.
We've seen that.
Well, it's like against the Texans. Like, instead of just running out of bounds at the two, he stays in and scores, but he takes that contact, gets pushed out of bounds real hard, hits his back of his head on the turf. Just run out of bounds at the two. We'll figure it out from the two. There's no reason. Don't even get close enough to let them put their hands on you.
So they're not going to limit his run, and I think that's the right thing. You draft Anthony Richardson, you have to use his legs as a part of his arsenal.
5 o'clock fire.
Speaking of somebody else, and I'm looking at the TV and I'm seeing Josh Allen run using his legs. Lamar Jackson, maybe the best. Maybe the best in the game at using his legs from the quarterback position after missing the past days of a practice due to a stomach virus. He returned to practice, but then he only lasted for an hour. He had to leave practice again. They're saying it's nothing serious but him just being sick. I find what's happening with the Ravens really interesting, fellas. Like, it honest to God, it feels like that the Texans are being picked more as a team to get to the Super Bowl than the Ravens are. You think the and I said this to you off air. We can have this on the this conversation on the air. Do you think the Ravens Super Bowl window is closing, is over, right now?
No. I think they are.
I'm just curious why nobody is picking. Like, is nobody's looking at them as a team?
I think people. It's at some point people get tired of you making them look silly and not, you know, outside of Lamar making runs. I mean, you just, I think people get tired of picking you and you don't, and you ultimately disappoint.
Yeah.
I mean, last year obviously is the AFC Championship, but I do think there are people that think that was a disappointment. But look, I when you look at Baltimore, I think Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, who's still playing at an extremely high level, what's the tight end's name, the kid out of Oklahoma,
Mark Andrews.
And Zay Flowers and company and given second year in that offense with that offensive coordinator, the offensive coordinator hopefully learning from not using Lamar's legs in the AFC Championship last year, how stupid that was. I think the Baltimores are just as dangerous as anybody out there and just as dangerous as they've ever been.
Yeah. It's weird. Vegas has them really kind of outside the top five. Routinely, what you see with teams and people are picking is Chiefs, Niners, Texans is a team that you're seeing a lot with the Lions in there, a little bit ahead of the Texans. That's what you're seeing a lot of in front of Baltimore, which is interesting. All right, yesterday was I think a day ultimately I think that D'Amico Ryans loved. I wonder if he is now after yesterday potentially having conversations with his team. I would suggest that he does. We'll discuss that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings near Willowbrook Mall, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Let me hear you out here. We're out here at Buffalo Wild Wings. Let me hear you out here. We're having a good time out here. There you go. Coming up after this segment, as soon as this segment ends, we will draw the raffle name for the winner. If you have not signed your name in the raffle box, you have until the end of this segment. At the end of this segment, we will hook somebody up with that cooler and that lawn chair. So that's coming up as soon as this segment ends. And if you are on the way, please don't go driving like a bat out of hell to try to get here before the segment ends. All right, just calmly drive here and try to get here before segment. It's Ron, whoever said that. come on out.
Is that my boy Ron?
Yeah, there it is. That's probably in the mix right there too, Tyler. Until we're here until 6, but we're hooking somebody up with that cooler and that lawn chair. Sign your name as this gentleman is right here and put it in the raffle box, and we will draw the winner coming up in just a bit. Clint, yesterday the story of the day with the Texans was Derek Stingley and the little flare up. Yeah, I don't want to call it.
You call it?
Call it a fight. The
kerfuffle.
I didn't call it kerfuffle. I don't want to call it.
That's a new one. Is that not what I said?
Fresh.
Your mama.
No, I think he did this one on purpose.
I don't want to call it a fight, but
let's
a camp.
Get it on, baby.
A camp altercation that then turned into a sucker punch.
Oh, Twitter fingers over there.
Is it Twitter fingers? That turned into a little altercation And that was kind of the story of the camp. And I think for the most part, a lot of people was like, oh, I like the physicality. I like what we're seeing. I like the fun they're having. I like what they're doing. Yeah, do your thing. I love it. I love what I'm seeing. I like the dog. We saw that a lot. I like the dog in this thing. And listen, I get it and I understand it. I think at this point, maybe I think D'Amico might want to, you know, have a conversation with the guys just to look up. Hey, listen, love the intensity, love what's happening with this team, but let's be smart, right? We want to set a tone. We want to show guys like, hey, man, yes, we got that dog. We got that competitive fire on this team, but we don't want to get it to a space where somebody ends up getting hurt.
Yeah.
And an important player. And to me, when you look at the scenario, it's a two-minute drill. And the thing that set off the offensive players in Dalton Schultz was Stephon Diggs is sliding, giving himself up. In a real game, he would do that. And then Jimmy Ward is taking him out. Right? And it's all fun to have that dog, and it's all fun to have that swagger and to have all of that tone setting until somebody important gets hurt.
We don't like that.
And then to me also, when it took it up a notch after they got into the little altercation, and then Derek Stingley Jr. comes from behind on Dalton Schultz, which could have somebody not just walking away, not tensed and not ready for that type of a hit. It could be a back. It could be something. And Dalton Schultz is also somebody you just signed and gave money to, an important part. So I just think maybe to calm the waters a little bit, like let's focus on making sure we're – because the first day D'Amico said we need to keep everybody off the ground. We need to keep everybody healthy. That's everything I'm thinking of. So I just think that's something that maybe they need to walk back a little bit, because – their intensity level was pretty high yesterday.
Yeah, I like the intensity level, Ron. I liked everything about what I saw yesterday except for the sucker punch, sucker push, whatever you want to call it. That's where I believe that D'Amico Ryans probably had a conversation with Derek Stingley. There's no question about it. The way the offense dominated the first day in full pads, first day with fans. I mean, it was a domination. I mean, they dominated the defense, and the defense had to go in there and for an hour plus in a defensive unit room as well as in their individual meeting rooms and watch that crap. There is no doubt about it. D'Amico had those guys going out there with an edge, with a chip on their shoulder.
Oh yeah, they play with an edge.
And I want this team. There's a lot of nice guys out there, man. Say the right things, you know, yada yada yada. I want this team to have an edge, and I think what we saw yesterday is a part of developing that. Now, what D'Amico's got to keep his arms around is when that dust up does happen. Like, you can't have sucker punching.
Yeah.
Like you can't. It can't. It's broken up. The coaches had their hands on Stingley. Hey man, let's chill out. And then he breaks free. Clearly, he's out of his mind. Runs 15 yards and punches, like
15
pushes.
Yard, yeah.
Yeah. I mean that because to your point, man, you want to make something splinter the locker room or cause issues in the locker room. Let one of those two guys get hurt, right? If Derek Stingley gets hurt, then all of a sudden everybody's looking at Dalton Schultz going, whatever, I don't know what he said or what he did, but Dalton Schultz, the hell are you thinking? And if Dalton Schultz get injured when he pushes him down, it's like, Derek Stingley, what the hell are you thinking? That's one of our best weapons on the offensive side of the football. So the only conversation I'm having is, hey, Sting, you know you can't do that. Like you've got to keep yourself from losing your cool to the point where you run 10, 15 yards and sucker punch somebody like that. That just can't happen.
Yeah, that was to me clearly the worst of it. I do just think there is a, like, to me what you just said. To me, I feel like the offense. If this thing goes unsaid, I feel like the offense over this day off could go in and be doing the same thing. Like, all right, man, listen, they came out, they were real physical with us. They were coming out here doing this. Let's come back and bring it back to them. Because I'm telling you, boy, when you edge is the proper word to use. because somebody laid out Robert Woods. I think it was Jeff Okuda. Like Robert Woods caught like a little screen pass. I do not believe Robert Woods was expecting that type of physical content. I mean, spun him out. Somebody laid out Damian Pierce running up the scene on a run right. I feel like it was Jim Ward, like because it was somebody in the secondary. He's coming out playing like. Like it, I get the understanding. Hey man, you want to show intensity level. You want to get yourself ready for the season and that stuff. But you got to be smart because this thing, you know, Clint. There's four or five guys that it completely changes the entire thought and look of the season. If they continue, if they get hurt, if something happens to them,
without a doubt,
and you just hey guys, love it, love what you're bringing, love what you're getting ready, love the intensity level. Let's just be smart. Yeah. Let's remember, because to me, hey Jimmy, you're a veteran in this league. Stephon Diggs is going sliding down in the ground. You don't come and hit him behind. Sure. You don't come and hit him. You don't.
Yeah.
You touch him. You don't come and hit him like. Like that's just like, you hell, know, he's
I'd
too valuable.
I'd put a red jersey on, I'd put a neon green jersey on since red's in the color. I'd put a neon green jersey on Diggs at this point.
Yeah, text line coming through that Ron. That's why your nickname is Peaches. No, it's not. My name is
Peaches
Ron,
Hewley.
Yeah, that's right. Y'all all be saying that until somebody gets their heads taken off and somebody has to miss some time of importance because somebody was setting a tone and showing some dog in the damn. In the damn training camp practice. All right, like, hey, let's chill out. And I said earlier, and I know this is kind of mean, but won't you go set the tone with Johnny Johnson? Go set the tone with Quintez Cephas. Yeah, go set a tone with that sixth round guy. Help Cam Akers. Go set a tone with his Achilles. All right. You ain't got to set a tone with Stephon Diggs, all right? Like, hey man, they got some high 80 numbers somewhere. You can go set a tone with.
Yeah, girl.
I just look. Somebody better get to Dalton Schultz. I got a hard time seeing Dalton Schultz if he got a chance to see 24 in his eyes on a block that he won't come and bring it after that dude just came and hit him from behind. I mean, that's just hard for a man not to do. All right, coming up, got some news, and we gotta look at this. Some news coming from one of the best Astros reporters in the business. Somebody the Astros potentially have interest in, a starter. We'll tell you who that is coming up next.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings near Willowbrook Mall, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Shout out to Patty Turner who won. I mean, it is a hell of a cooler. There's got a bottle opener on the side. It is it's a lock there. Locks. It's a nice cooler. She was able to get the W. And Tyler, you'll love her. She is she's an Aggie. I see her with their A&M.
Two-time winner.
Yes,
won last time we were here.
Yeah, she won a gift card last time. Man, she's got all the luck here. Damn.
What's his name? Oh, Eric. He can't win a damn thing, and she done won twice in the
Eric
same spot.
Eric Rodriguez. Damn, Eric, you was the first pool.
Aggie ring.
Patty
baby.
Came and took Patty took your cooler, your lawn chair. But congratulations. It's been a lot of fun out here. A lot of fun times out here. And Thirsty Thursdays during the season will continue. You'll catch us at Buffalo Wild Wings throughout the city. Come hang out with us. It's been a fun crowd here thus far. Remember, coming up behind us, Texans All Access and Area 45 behind that as well. I did want to pass this news across to you. Shout out to Tyler, who was able to get on this quickly. Chandler Rome reports this. The Astros have expressed interest in Cubs starter Jameson Taillon. And listen, Clint, he's having a pretty good season for the Cubs. He's been there the last couple of years. He is 7-5, but more importantly, he has thrown 100 innings already here at this time. And his ERA is sitting at 2.96, so he's got an ERA under 3. And he has pitched pretty well during the season, and that would be a great addition. If they were to pull that off, that would be a great addition to the Astros to fit right in there. That's better than to me what I thought. This is a guy that has pitched like a top three in a rotation type starter with an ERA sub three. So that would be a really, really good look. And I don't know, Clint, Tyler, that feels like you got to give up a pretty good piece or pieces. You got to give up a pretty nice pause package for that type of a pitcher.
When
you
think about
how much starting pitching, how important that is, and how many people are probably looking for it.
Well, look, I mean, I agree. Obviously, that's you're talking about a top three pitcher in this rotation. I mean, you add that guy, you get Verlander back, boy, all of a sudden you are in business. You start getting guys back healthy after that point, then good God, unless you move one of the guys that's injured, obviously. But look again with the Astros, I just love the statement. I mean, I just if a deal is done, I just love a statement of we've been to seven straight ALCSs and we don't plan on slowing down anytime soon. That's right, JV. That's why I love hey, Josh Hader, I love that move. Forget all the details of it. I just love the move because it signifies, hey, we truly, it ain't talk, it's not lip service. We believe that we can go win World Series still, and we're going to do everything we can to make that happen. And they're writing checks in order for it to show that they're serious. Making a move for this caliber of a pitcher, again, to me, it's a beautiful thing, and hopefully it all works out. Hell, I don't care. As long as he's a top four starter on this team, I'm fine.
Hell, I'm just like, they just need a starter.
Yeah.
This is beyond replacing Jake Bloss.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was listening to the game the other day, and TK and Blum actually was talking about, you know, a lower end of the rotation.
That's what I was thinking.
Starter would make sense. Well, I mean, this guy's better than that, so obviously, it would be a big get. So hopefully they do. But the statement that they're even interested at this point in time, again, is just more proof that these guys, they're not worried about, quote unquote, the future. They're not worried about the system. They're not worried. They're worried about winning a World Series and making a run at a World Series this year, next year, 3 years from now, versus down the line.
Yeah, one of the first pitchers they've been connected to, if you just missed it, this coming from Chandler Rome, that the Astros have expressed interest in Cubs starter Jameson Taillon, who is an ERA at 2.96, has thrown 100 innings, 7-5 this year, a guy that would easily go above who's ever in the five spot, the Jake Bloss / bullpen game, over the likes of Spencer Arrighetti, and he would fit right in there. And right there, if you were to purchase and be able to get a guy like him, and then at some point get a guy like Verlander back, that's a hell of a five-man rotation at that point. That's a hell of a five-man rotation with Spencer Arrighetti out of it. Like that to that point, that would be
Ryan,
big. I just don't know,
Ryan,
what you'd have to give up to get that, but that would be a hell of a.
You mess around and get Luis Garcia back, that'd be, and Luis Garcia is your sixth starter.
And maybe they try to run that six-man rotation, even if Arrighetti is still there. So we'll see what happens. That's the latest. I said Texans All Access behind us. By the way, John McClain, the Hall of Famer, will join the fellas on Texans All Access. Stay tuned.
That guy.
Stay tuned for that one. That's not even your favorite one. Like we were talking about his the pressure one from McClain. That would go into the mix.
Ask her where she likes the pressure, where she likes it rough.
You know what? You played that drop the other day, Tyler, and somebody texted in and said that John McClain drop is taken totally out of context. It is not.
No, it is not.
It is not.
He got nasty
John McClain
that day.
Was sitting in.
I mean, it was a specific question.
Yeah, it was sitting right. It was the pressure. It was a sexual question, and John straight-faced.
I can't remember what the conversation was about, but it was definitely about exactly what he was
like,
talking about.
Like what?
You
like,
got
how
to perform on your honeymoon.
Yes. Maybe it was the honeymoon. It was something like
was I getting married? Was I fixing? Was that like right before I was getting married,
yes,
and I asked him for advice?
I remember where we were. All right. I mean, it's competition, the Buffalo Wild Wings, so I won't say it out loud, but I remember where we were. I just remember Clint, it wasn't like, it wasn't no, you know how we play around and joke and tell him. No, John was looking dead in our eyes and telling us, hey, man, right there. You got to figure out what she likes. What is it, the pressure? Whatever the hell he said. He just, he cut it loose. He was feeling himself. So, that guy, he'll be on tonight, Texans All Access. Hey, you think this is crazy? I said this, we talked about this a bit earlier. I see the creativity from Bobby Slowick, and I see the things that we've seen, them do in San Francisco. We've seen it a little bit in Miami, too, with Mike McDaniel, who was the OC before Slowick and in San Francisco. Somebody's worked with. We've seen what he's done with Waddle and Tyreek Hill. I've been watching that Netflix show Receiver, and Deebo Samuel is one of the featured guys on there.
Yeah.
This guy's 6 foot, 215, 220. I'm looking at him, and it's hard not to watch the San Francisco offense and not think, like, God, that's what they want to do. That's some semblance of what Bobby Slowick and the Texans want to do offensively. And I watch that man, and I wonder, Nico Collins, who is taller than Tank but around the same size, he's in the 215, 220 range like Deebo Samuel. Is Nico somebody that they kind of get the ball in his hands the way that the 49ers do Deebo Samuel? Especially this version of it where he's not – I mean, Deebo at one point before Christian McCaffrey arrived felt like he was getting 10 to 15 carries a game. I'm not saying that for Nico. But maybe sometimes Nico in the backfield, just ways to get him the ball in space and get him the ball and to use his ability to avoid tackles. I wonder, is that a thought that goes through Bobby Slowick's mind to use Nico in that type of way, similar to Deebo?
Well, I mean, not the way that before Christian McCaffrey got to the 49ers.
No, I don't think that.
But the way that he's used now, I think Nico proved last year he's capable of it. I think he's more than capable of it. I believe that if they're going to put a guy in position to do the things that Deebo does, the wide receiver Deebo, then I think it's Diggs. I think Diggs is the move guy. I think Diggs is the screen guy. I think Diggs is the outlet for C.J. Stroud a lot of the times. So I would see it being Diggs more so than – I see what you're saying
because to me, when I look at Deebo and I look at Nico Collins, I think what's the best thing that they do? I think in space they break tackles.
Yeah.
And can you – do you just try to find a way to get the ball in his hands so he can break tackles?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's very capable. I just don't know what – I don't see that being the plan with him. I'm telling you, I'm bullish on this. I think Nico Collins is a boundary receiver on the ball, don't move, and you be a safety net for the quarterback. If the corner's soft, I'm gonna throw you the quick game. If they man you up and press you, I'm gonna throw you the 50-50 ball, or I'm gonna throw you the fade over the top. Anytime I want to go to you when they overload the strong side, I'm coming to you with some kind of one-on-one route, whether it's underneath or it's a shot. I see Nico being that guy, especially with the personnel, with Diggs being here now and Tank being healthy.
Yeah. So my man Lloyd said, "Hey,
Christmas?
Have mercy." Lloyd said, "Why don't you use Hutchinson like that, man? Hutchinson out here trying to survive, baby. I think Nico's better at doing that."
Yeah, look, there ain't no doubt right now. Whoever is going to be the return guy, which I would imagine is going to be Sims, that guy's got the upper hand on that fifth receiver.
Yeah, and I think that Sims. We'll see what happens there. All right, as we said, coming up, Texans All Access, the Hall of Famer John McClain. Probably be talking a little different than what you just heard him on here from Tyler, but he'll be joining them on Texans All Access. Area 45, Bajani and Creighton will have you live and local until 11 o'clock tonight, so stay tuned for that. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job as always. Thankful to everybody here with the Buffalo Wild Wings, all the people who came out. Congratulations to Patty, our winner. Also to Bud Light, the ladies who also help people out around here. Our engineer, Matt, congratulations on working with me and on working with us. Did a great job as well, keeping us on the air. Our promo staff as well, coming through big time. I am Ron Hughley. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. When someone else instead of me. Our Bud Light girls are around here, and they got some. Yes, they are. Tyler, calm down, cowboy. Yes, they are.
Two weeks in a row.
Okay.
What's up, ladies?
Tyler, stop, man. Tyler.
How y'all doing?
I knew it'd take Tyler a minute, but he'd get the guy in the computer over here, ladies.
What's up, ladies?
The guy in the computer over here.
Guy had his nipples out a little bit earlier.
Yeah, damn right. She should get ready because here comes the curve. What's up, ladies?
Here comes the off-speed.
Clint, honest to God, and listeners, this is on me.
I thought he sent us a picture of a thong.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings near Willowbrook Mall, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Shout out to Patty Turner, who won. I mean, it is a hell of a cooler. There's got a bottle opener on the side. It is it's a lock there. Locks. It's a nice cooler. She was able to get the W. And Tyler, you'll love her. She's an Aggie. I see her with their A&M.
Two-time winner.
Yeah,
won last time we were here.
Yeah, she won a gift card last time. Man, she's got all the luck here. Damn.
What's his name? Oh, Eric. He can't win a damn thing. And she never won twice in the
Eric
same spot.
Eric Rodriguez. Damn, Eric. You was the first pool.
Aggie ring,
and Patty
baby.
Patty came and took your cooler, your lawn chair. But congratulations. It's been a lot of fun out here. A lot of fun times out here. And Thirsty Thursdays during the season will continue. You'll catch us at Buffalo Wild Wings throughout the city. Come hang out with us. It's been a fun crowd here thus far. Remember, coming up behind us, Texans All Access and Area 45 behind that as well. I did want to pass this news across to you. Shout out to Tyler, who was able to get on this quickly. Chandler Rome reports this. The Astros have expressed interest in Cubs starter Jameson Taillon. And listen, Clint, he's having a pretty good season for the Cubs. He's been there the last couple of years. He is 7-5, but more importantly, he has thrown 100 innings already here at this time. And his ERA is sitting at 2.96, so he's got an ERA under 3. And he has pitched pretty well during the season, and that would be a great addition. If they were to pull that off, that would be a great addition to the Astros to fit right in there. That's better than to me what I thought. This is a guy that has pitched like a top three in a rotation type starter with an ERA sub 3. So that would be a really, really good look. And I don't know, Clint, Tyler, that feels like you got to give up a pretty good piece or pieces. You got to give up a pretty nice pause package for that type of a pitcher when
Deluxe
you think about
package.
How much starting pitching how important that is and how many people are probably looking for it.
Well, look, I mean, I agree. Obviously, that's you're talking about a top three pitcher in this rotation. I mean, you add that guy, you get Verlander back, boy, all of a sudden you are in business. You start getting guys back healthy after that point, then good God, unless you move one of the guys that's injured, obviously. But with the Astros, I just love the statement. I mean, I just if a deal is done, I just love a statement of we've been to seven straight ALCSs and we don't plan on slowing down anytime soon. That's right, JV. That's why I love the Josh Hader. I love that move. Forget all the details of it. I just love the move because it signifies, hey, we truly, it ain't talk, it's not lip service. We believe that we can go win World Series still, and we're going to do everything we can to make that happen. And they're writing checks in order for it to show that they're serious. Making a move for this caliber of a pitcher, again, to me, it's a beautiful thing, and hopefully it all works out. Hell, I don't care. As long as he's a top four starter on this team, I'm fine.
Hell, I'm just like, they just need a starter.
Yeah.
Need somebody. I mean, this is beyond replacing Jake Bloss.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was listening to the game the other day, and TK and Blum actually was talking about, you know, a lower end of the rotation.
That's what I was thinking.
Starter would make sense. Well, I mean, this guy's better than that, so – obviously, it would be a big get. So hopefully they do. But the statement that they're even interested at this point in time, again, is just more proof that these guys, they're not worried about, quote unquote, the future. They're not worried about the system. They're worried about winning a World Series and making a run in a World Series this year, next year, 3 years from now, versus down the line.
Yeah, one of the first pitchers they've been connected to, if you just missed it, this coming from Chandler Rome, that the Astros have expressed interest in Cubs starter Jameson Taillon, who is an ERA at 2.96, has thrown 100 innings, 7-5 this year, a guy that would easily go above who's ever in the five spot, the Jake Bloss / bullpen game, over the likes of Spencer Arrighetti, and he would fit right in there. And right there, if you were to purchase and be able to get a guy like him, and then at some point get a guy like Verlander back, that's a hell of a five-man rotation at that point. That's a hell of a five-man rotation with Spencer Arrighetti out of it. Like to that point, that would be
Ryan,
big. I don't know what you'd have to give up to get that, but that would be a hell of a...
You mess around and get Luis Garcia back, that'd be – and Luis Garcia is your sixth starter.
And maybe they try to run that six-man rotation even if Arrighetti is still there. So we'll see what happens. That's the latest. I said Texans All Access behind us. By the way, John McClain, the Hall of Famer, will join the fellas on Texans All Access. Stay tuned.
That guy.
Stay tuned for that one. That's not even your favorite one. Like we were talking about his the pressure one from McClain. That would go into the mix for
Ask
Tyler.
Ask her where she likes the pressure, where she likes it rough.
You know what? You played that drop the other day, Tyler, and somebody texted in and said, that John McClain drop is taken totally out of context. It is not.
No, it is not.
It is not.
He got nasty
John McClain
that day.
Was sitting in.
I mean, it was a specific question.
Yeah, it was sitting right. It was the pressure. It was a sexual question. And John, straight face.
I can't remember what the conversation was about, but it was definitely about exactly what he was talking about.
Like what?
You got to perform on your honeymoon.
Yes, maybe it was the honey. It was something like.
Was I getting married? Was I fixing? Was that like right before I was getting married?
Yes.
And I asked him for advice.
I remember where we were. All right. I mean, it's competition, the Buffalo Wild Wings, so I won't say it out loud. But I remember where we were. I just remember, Clint. It wasn't no. You know how we play around and joke and tell him. No, John was looking dead in our eyes and telling us, "Hey, man, right there. You got to figure out what she likes. What is it? The pressure? Whatever the hell he said. He just he cut it loose. He was feeling himself. So, that guy. He'll be on tonight. Texans All Access. Hey, you think this is crazy? I said this. We talked about this a bit earlier. I see the creativity from Bobby Slowick. And I see the things that we've seen, you know, them do in San Francisco. We've seen it a little bit in Miami, too, with Mike McDaniel, who was the OC before Slowick and in San Francisco. Somebody's worked. We've seen what he's done with Waddle and Tyreek Hill. I've been watching that Netflix show Receiver, and Deebo Samuel is one of the featured guys on there.
Yeah.
This guy's 6 foot, 215, 220. I'm looking at him, and it's hard not to watch the San Francisco offense and not think, like, God, that's what they want to do. That's some semblance of what Bobby Slowick and the Texans want to do offensively. And I watch that man, and I wonder, Nico Collins, who is taller than Tank, but around the same size, he's in the 215, 220 range, like Deebo Samuel. Is Nico somebody that they kind of get the ball in his hands the way that the 49ers do Deebo Samuel? Especially this version of it where he's not – I mean, Deebo at one point before Christian McCaffrey arrived felt like he was getting 10 to 15 carries a game. I'm not saying that for Nico. But maybe sometimes Nico in the backfield, just ways to get him the ball in space and get him the ball and to use his ability to avoid tackles. I wonder, is that a thought that goes through Bobby Slowick's mind to use Nico in that type of way, similar to Deebo?
Well, I mean, not the way that before Christian McCaffrey got to the 49ers.
No, I don't think that.
But,
no,
but the way that he's used now, I think Nico proved last year he's capable of it. I think he's more than capable of it. I believe that if they're going to put a guy in position to do the things that Deebo does, the wide receiver Deebo, then I think it's Diggs. I think Diggs is the move guy. I think Diggs is the screen guy. I think Diggs is the outlet for C.J. Stroud a lot of the times. So I would see it being Diggs more so than – I see what you're saying because
to me, when I look at Deebo and I look at Nico Collins, I think what's the best thing that they do? I think in space they break tackles.
Yeah.
And can you – do you just try to find a way to get the ball in his hands so he can break tackles?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's very capable. I just don't know what – I don't see that being the plan with him. I'm telling you, I'm bullish on this. I think Nico Collins is a boundary receiver on the ball, don't move, and you be a safety net for the quarterback. If the corner's soft, I'm gonna throw you the quick game. If they man you up and press you, I'm gonna throw you the 50-50 ball, or I'm gonna throw you the fade over the top. Anytime I want to go to you when they overload the strong side, I'm coming to you with some kind of one-on-one route, whether it's underneath or it's a shot. I see Nico being that guy, especially with the personnel, with Diggs being here now and Tank being healthy.
Yeah. So my man Lloyd said, "Hey,
Christmas?
Why don't you have mercy?" Lloyd said, "Why don't you use Hutchinson like that, man? Hutchinson out here trying to survive, baby.
Yeah,
that ain't
man.
I think Nico's better at doing that."
Yeah, look, there ain't no doubt right now. Whoever is going to be the return guy, which I would imagine is going to be Sims, that guy's got the upper hand on that fifth receiver.
Yeah, and I think that's Sims. We'll see what happens there. All right, as we said, coming up, Texans All Access, the Hall of Famer John McClain. Probably be talking a little different than what you just heard him on here from Tyler, but he'll be joining them on Texans All Access. Area 45, Bajani and Creighton will have you live and local until 11 o'clock tonight, so stay tuned for that. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job as always. Thankful to everybody here with Buffalo Wild Wings, all the people who came out. Congratulations to Patty, our winner. Also to Bud Light, the ladies who also help people out around here. Our engineer, Matt, congratulations on working with me. And on working with us, did a great job as well, keeping us on the air. Our promo staff as well, coming through big time. I am Ron Hughley. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. When someone else instead of me. It's our Bud Light girls are around here, and they got some. Yes, they are. Tyler, calm down, cowboy. Yes, they are.
Two weeks in a row.
Okay.
What's up, ladies?
Tyler, stop, man. Tyler.
How y'all doing?
I knew it'd take Tyler a minute, but he'd get the guy in the computer over here, ladies.
What's up, ladies?
The guy in the computer over here.
Guy had his nipples out a little bit earlier.
Yeah, damn right.
She shook off
the fastball. Get ready, because here comes the curve. What's up, ladies?
Clint, honest to God, and listeners, this is on me.
I thought he sent us a picture of a thong.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.